Disney tunes are playing in the background when I walk into the 3D printing lab in the business instructional facility.
That is so awesome. I love that.
Six girls who had signed up for the space theme session are seated at computers along the periphery of the room. In the middle are 12 3D printers, cube-shaped devices not much bigger than a toaster oven, which would be used later in the evening to print out the designs the girls are working on.
My name is Caitlin Deegan, and I'm a sophomore in material science and engineering.
She's leading today's workshop.
This is Print Your Way to Space. So today we're going to be printing things that have to do with space. So they could come up with anything, like they could print an alien if they want to, a spaceship, like anything, a planet.
I'm going to design Mars, which is just going to be a sphere with kind of a ridge because there's this valley. I think it starts with an M. I don't really remember, but...
That's 8-year-old Nora. She's pretty into this project. She likes to sit in front of the computer with her legs scrunched up on the chair and her arms wrapped around her knees.
Well, you basically use that design maker thing. I suppose if this is going to be for the radio, people won't see it, but it's like a grid where you can put 3D shapes on it. It's called Tinkercad, and the grid is blue, and the different shapes are different colors. And there's a shape called Paraboloid, which is a very odd name. From here, it kind of looks like a triangle, except with a rounded top. Roundish, pointy.
She doesn't end up using that roundish, pointy shape in her design, but she chose a couple of other shapes to make Mars.
I have just a sphere with a cylinder hole on its side. I might do maybe something on the top and bottom to be like the poles, because it's like a little bump or something. If I can find out how to do that.
One of the volunteers helps Nora get the poles in place. Then they transfer the file to an SD card and bring it over to a 3D printer.
There we go. Make sure it's actually functioning. I don't know what we'll do if it's not. Honestly. Oh, yep, it's working.
The printer takes a minute to warm up.
It's gonna take quite a while. Why is the time left increasing? It's saying, like, time left 1 hour. That's kind of crazy.
It didn't take an hour to print, maybe like 10 minutes. But when you're 8, that can feel like forever.
But the fact that it takes forever probably implies that it's a really good project, so.
Nora stares through the clear front window of the 3D printer as she watches her design print out layer by layer.
It's done half of the circle so far. It's tiny, but the whole thing had to be tiny, so.
Nora's design is finally complete. It's about the size of a small keychain.
Smells not very good, actually. But it's heated up plastic, so, eh. I don't think that heated up plastic really does ever smell very good.
I ask Nora what she plans on doing with it.
Maybe, like, show it to friends, like, here's this model of Mars that I 3D printed. By the way, 3D printing is really cool, or something.
The point of Maker Girls is to show girls how science is cool and can be used to help people. Maybe then they'll grow up and want to be a scientist or an engineer or...
So tell her about what you want to be when you grow up.
That's kind of personal.
So. But Nora tells me she does like science and library. As for what Nora wants to be when she grows up, she never did tell me, so we'll just have to wait and see. For the 21st, I'm Christine Herman. It's our